Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
My name is Carly, it's Daytime After Dark. Tonight's guest will be the wonderful Sonia Eddy. She blew me away today on General Hospital. Actually, the host so blew me away. Actually, this week has blown me away. So many good things to talk about, so many things to, you know, I mean, this has been the first week in a long time that, I watched every day and I didn't use the fast forward button. So, you know, that is very impressive. Just a couple of reminders about tonight's show. Sonia will be on. I will be asking you questions. Press 1 if you want to talk to her. It will be a really fun show. The number to call in is 1-347-850-8721. And you can always look it up on Twitter or my Facebook. It should be right there. And let's see, if I run out of time tonight, thank you everyone for calling. And also, remember tomorrow night, Katie Couric's 2020, the General Hospital Behind the Scenes. I probably got the name wrong, I'm sorry, but I think that was the name of it, but it should be exciting. And who wants to be a millionaire? Had the no hospital starts all week. So, yeah, so tune in to those, and I will bring on Sonia now. So let's welcome the great, wonderful Sonia Eddy, who's been on so many shows that I can't even, if I say them all, we will be here all night, and then I won't have any time to talk to Sonia, and that will be bad. So here's Sonia Eddy.
Hello.
Hi. You know, I just want to say you blew me away. Your voice is incredible.
Oh, girl.
I mean, today was incredible on the show. I will probably watch it again before I go to bed. I will admit that. I will probably watch it all weekend. But I should ask you before we get started, because there's a lot of lucid ball questions I want to know and everything. Mm-hmm. And I know you've been on here since 2007. But yep. I'm liking right now because we've been having more epiphany the last couple of weeks, the last couple maybe month or two. How do you like, how do you like working more than ever? If you want me to start a campaign for you, work 5 days a week, I will do that for you, Sonia. No problem.
I love working on GH. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Every time I go, it's a treat. Every single time.
I just think... Every storyline you've been in, you've been great, you've been perfect. Have there been one storyline that you liked more and some other storyline you haven't liked?
I've enjoyed everything. You know, of course, my favorites will be on Night Shift because I got to do more. And, you know, I mean, you can't do better than to have Billy Dee Williams as your boyfriend.
We need Epiphany back a boy.
I definitely think so. Yes, she needs a little love in her life.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because for a while, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember his name right now. I see his face. He was on night shift with you, but he came over on Xanadu Hospital at the Xanadu. You guys had the most amazing, 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 amazing chemistry. And then one day he went away, never to be seen again.
Yeah, that was Billy D. That was Billy D. Williams.
Yeah, so maybe you need to talk to Frank Caron about getting him back, because you guys had it. No, you guys had the chemistry. You guys had it. And you cannot just, you know, mess up with that. I mean, in my opinion, you cannot mess that up. You know, how are you feeling with, you know, now that it's the 50th and they're the new regime and everything is, you know, going really well. What would you like to see for your character? Because I think you need more closure about your son still. I mean, I feel like that was kind of closed very, very early on, and Epiphany didn't get all the closures he needed. And I just think maybe they should reopen that a little. What do you think?
Well, yes, I think that, you know, I would love to see Epiphany. You know, we what I remember is leaving the story of Stan dying with me asking Sonny to find who did it. And we, you know, that never happened. And so she has really no closure on, you know, what happened to her son. We know that he was killed. We don't know who did it. And, you know, I would love to see Epiphany with a love interest. That would be really nice, you know, to see that side of her again, you know?
You know, you could just hire Spinelli and have him crack the case wide open for you, because I'm sure he would not mind doing that, and I'm sure he would do it mainly because I think Spinelli's afraid of Epiphany, so I think new scenes would be great. I mean, basically, Sonia, I think everyone on that show is afraid of you. This is what I just thought about, and I mean, because when you are on, you know, when you're in scene with people, and the other day, when you were giving people the history of the show, and you and Patrick were talking to everyone, which I thought was a really good idea. I mean, for new viewers who didn't know the history, you guys did an awesome job. But when you told everyone, go back to work now, I started cracking up.
Well, it's typical Epiphany, isn't it? She's nice and sweet, and then, you know, she cracks the whip.
Yeah, I mean, with you need to crack the whip, because if it wasn't for you, no lives would be saved. Well,
yeah, nobody would get dead in the hospital.
And, you know, I thought your scenes with Britt were incredible. I was saying for weeks, this girl pissing on her, people. That's what she needs. That's what, and when you did, I mean, I was very proud of you. I'm like, go, go. Yeah, I was yelling the TV. I yelled my TV. I will say that. But what was that like for you? Because, I mean, you are really good at, you know, killing people off with, you know.
You know what? I really did enjoy that scene. I thought that Ron and Frank did a really good job.
Yeah, I mean, they have been doing a great job. And, you know, what I find very interesting is you and Jason Thompson chemistry. No, people, I'm not telling who to hook up with Patrick. Please don't think that people know. I'm saying, you guys are friends.
I thought was really good to, you know, so that people didn't forget that she's not just, you know, she can be more than scary.
And mm-hmm. you want Epiphany on your side. If you ever have something going on, you want that's the one you're going to call, you know. She'll get down to the nitty-gritty and figure out what the heck is happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've seen with him about Robin and about Sabrina and the other day about something about, I can't believe you just did that. I can't believe, you know, the way you did it, it was in a loving manner, but it was like, wake up. You know, you were the one, I think, that got him to wake up.
Oh, you're talking about that? Yeah,
with Patrick and Sabrina, I think Epiphany did a good job getting Patrick to wake up, and you know, I think you wake a lot of people up on that. So you've done a really good job in that Patrick storyline with him losing Robin, him getting addicted to those medicines, and you were very good doing those things. You should win an Emmy.
Oh, girl. Thank you. you know, I mean, she really, I think that Epiphany is one of those people who, she doesn't give her heart easily, but when she does, and she loves, you know, Drake Jr. She loves him. And loves him like she would love. I think she looks at Drake Jr. like a son, and she wants him to be happy. And saw him suffering when his wife died, and she understood that because she had gone through it with her son. But she also understood life doesn't stop. You got to keep moving on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And today, that dress you were wearing at the nurse's ball coming in on the red carpet with Maxim was really good. Was really beautiful. I thought, okay, I was watching a lot of the red carpet stuff on the nurse's ball just for the fashion today. People, I just wanted to see what people were wearing too. But you were really you know, you were really, you know, great in that dress, and you were great with that performance. And can you tell, I mean, I know you cannot give anything away, but will you be doing any more performing during the nurse's ball? Because, you know, I think you should just do an act all your own.
Like you said, I can't give anything away if I ever want to go back to GH. But I'm quite sure that
No one really listened to Carly. No one really listened to Daytime After Dark. So
yeah,
no
right.
one
uh-huh.
really. Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, I admit it. I no, because, you know, I want to see you perform over and over, and if you can let Frank come on now, that I think they should bring back the nurse's ball every year.
Yeah, I understand that. That was a lot of work. My God, growing up and watching the show, I remember watching the nurse's ball, and I just had no idea. You guys have no idea how hard we worked for you. That was a backbreaker. But it was like mounting an entire musical in a week's time. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was just, you know, I have to give it to every single person on the show, behind the scenes, in front of the camera. Everybody brought their A game. We were not playing around. And it's mind-boggling. I'm just as excited as you guys to watch, you know, to watch the finished product, because we put blood, sweat, and tears into that.
We're gonna do it
to the best of our ability. And amazing thing got to see while we were shooting it was just you.
If you can tell us. Don't know if you can tell us this, but I'm going to try. How many hours a day did, I mean, because seeing everything all put together in a nice little package is great, but I know it probably took so long. So was it like 18 hours a day, 15 hours a day?
We had, I myself personally had a couple of 14-hour days.
Whoa.
That was, like I said, it was no joke. You went, you had rehearsal in the morning, you know, for the nurses' ball, then you had rehearsal for the show, then you had rehearsal again for the nurses' ball, and then you had to go tape the show, had to go and do some more rehearsals for the nurses' ball, then you had to go do some fitting, then you went home and you went to sleep to get up and do it again the next day. We worked 7 days a week for you guys for that one, for this. The only day, the performers, we had, you know, Sunday, but everybody else was working 7 days a week.
Well, yeah, I'm blown away, and you just said so. Back then, 5, 6 before you got in General Hospital. So, were you a daily General Hospital view, or did you go
when
up?
When I was growing up, I can remember. I think my mom let me start watching it when I was 10 or 11 years old. So that's been over 30 years that I've been watching this show. And I would rush home from school, do a couple of chores, help my mom start dinner, and then we would sit down and we would watch GH. On the when they had the racy scenes, my mom would make me go in the kitchen and stir a pot.
So from watching it for that long, did you, when you found out you were coming on this great show, did you have anyone right away that you wanted to be in any scene with? Or were you just excited to, you know, be on a show that you were watching for 30 years?
Well, at first I was just excited about going to Port Charles. That was just enough to, it was surreal. And then when I was on the set, I remember my first day I stepped on the set and I walked around and I'm recognizing, you know, the dock, I'm recognizing the hospital, I'm recognizing, you know, the different sets that you guys see, and it's just like, wow. And then my first scene, I believe, was with Stuart Danan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just lost my ever-loving mind. I had to go in a corner and scream. And I came back, and he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, I'm okay. You don't have to be scared. I'm okay. I said, I just can't believe it's you. And then my next scene was with Rick Springfield. And I'm like, seriously? You have got to be kidding me. You know, because like a lot of folks, I grew up with Jesse's Girl. You know, I remember going and seeing him in a concert, you know, where I grew up, and there he was in all his glory standing in front of me, and I could touch him. You know, I was like, wow. it was just any fantasy that you might have as a fan and coming to the set to see us do our thing, I had the same kind of fantasies, and I was just so happy that everybody was so nice. Leslie Charleston was so nice to me my first day, and you know, for that I will be forever grateful. She was very helpful, helping me figure out what I was supposed to be doing. You know, and you know, it was hard. It was hard to be a professional person and still, you know, be shocked, you know, in that fan-based shock, because I can't believe that I'm standing right here with these people that I grew up watching. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Wow. That will probably blow me my mind. Before I let callers on, because you have a lot of calls, I just want to let you know that my favorite Epiphany scenes are whenever you're in scenes with Luke. I mean, you were in scene with Luke the other day when you basically told him he had to, you know, go away. I mean, not go away, but because Nicholas was in the hospital and Luke and Lo were right there. And I'm like, yay, look at Epiphany, you're seeing the scene. Yay. Epiphany. I go, Epiphany, you need to be nice to my look. But, you know, I mean, I know you had to be Epiphany, but, you know, poor look. I mean,
I thought it was fair. She told him the truth. She said, you know, I've got a man on the table dying. His mother is standing right here. If you get her thrown out of this room, she will never forgive you. Yeah, I thought that was, you know, she had to be harsh so that he would listen to her. Right? Otherwise,
I know.
You know, he probably would have stuck it with the adrenaline right then if he could.
And I also like, you know, the scene that you did say with, I mean, any scene you say with Sonny, Argo 2, and Jason. I mean, when you say a scene with, like, the two mob bosses and, you know, look, you know, you are very nice to them, very caring. But, I mean, you scene with Jason... way back when your son died and Jason had to tell you, and you were really good with him, and Liz, and, you know, you and Sonny are good. So, I mean, I think Jason not anymore, but Sonny and Luke should just take you out for a nice dinner and be really nice to you because, you know, you keep saving the people they love. And I think they tell you.
I think that Sonny is one of the few people in Port Charles that is not afraid of Epiphany. I think that Sonny respects Epiphany, but he's like, look, and she's not afraid of him either, you know? They are respectful of each other.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be more scene with you guys and Luke, but that's just me. Before I bring on another call, I meant to ask you, okay, so will we ever find out who was the donor of the lucid ball? Because maybe you know that, because that is, like, on my mind, because I've been going through people in my mind for the last 3 weeks figuring who donated all that nice money, and I can't figure it out. So maybe you know.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'll give it to you for trying, Carly, but I have no idea.
Okay, I'm putting my, you know, I'm becoming a reporter right now, and I'm just using everything I have. You know, I could bake you a cake. Okay. Well, I'm going to bring, oh, by the way, are you going to be a fan club weekend? Do you know if...
I never know because my schedule is so changeable. You know, I'm one of those, you know, I'm a work-for-hire actor. So... I never really know what's going to happen, you know, that far in advance. So
okay,
yes or no, I don't know. If I'm in town, then I'll probably go. If I'm not in town, then I can't.
Well, yeah, I just hope you are going to, because I'm going. And I'm like, I want to meet Sonya, but Sonya has to be there to meet her. So, and I found you another job for you, too. When you're not in General Hospital, I believe you should go over to Grey's Anatomy. Hey!
I would love to be on Grey's Anatomy. I think that the little general needs some family members to show up every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I think we should do a crossover between General Hospital and Grey's Anatomy, and Epiphany could be the star nurse who goes over there and helps. And, you know, you can bring, like, Patrick with you because Jason Thompson and Patrick Dempsey in a hot, hunky scene. Hey, I could go for it. Okay, I am going to bring people on. I am bringing on my co-host and my little troublemaker, Liaison Radio, is on the line.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
I was not sure if you were going to stop talking for a while there, Carly.
I'm sorry.
I have so much to say.
I'm sorry, people.
You're off, Sonia.
Anyway.
Well, I hope you can make it to Fan Club Weekend because I'll be there too. So I'd love to get a picture with you. But anyways, I was wondering what your favorite part was about, I guess, performing at the Nurses' Ball, just being at the Nurses' Ball, just having that back. I'm sure it was a really awesome experience.
It was like I was saying to Carly, it was awesome. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. It was, like I said, it was like mounting a Broadway show in a week. It was incredibly a large amount of work to do in such a short amount of time. I'm very proud of the cast and the crew and what we were able to do. You just never really know what you're capable of until you do it. You know what I'm saying? And it was just amazing to see that happen. As far as my favorite part, I come from a musical theater background, so I loved everything. Even trying to get the dang on steps down, because I'm not a dancer by any stretch of the imagination. And that was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I got to give a shout out to Rick Pisano, who was our choreographer. He was incredibly patient with me.
Awesome. Well, I love seeing you shake your groove thing, even in like those rehearsal scenes with like Richard Simmons. I just thought that was awesome and funny. And I'm so glad they're finally like utilizing you more on the show and like letting you sing. Because I'm like, if you weren't going to sing in the Nurses' Ball, I would have had to go down to California myself. I'm staying in spring because you need to be on there more. And I'm so glad and I'm so excited to see you perform more next week.
Well, I really think that Frank was listening to all of you guys and you know, he became very determined to have Epiphany do something. So I'm very grateful to the fans because I don't know if it would have happened if you guys hadn't demanded.
Yes. Yes, we love you and we are happy to support you always. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, I will let you get to some other calls, and
okay.
You know, Carly, there's some questions in the chat room, too, for Sonia, if you can get to
yeah,
them.
I saw that, so I'm going to get to that when I'm done taking some calls, because I don't want to get sawed at. Yeah, it's all about making me live, so, okay, I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
No, I mean Liaison, not you, Sonia.
Okay.
Let's see, 631, you're on the air with Sonia.
Hi, Sonia, this is Lisa. My Twitter handle is LisaAABC1.
Oh, hey, girl, what's up?
How are you? It is such an honor to talk to you. I just adore you and your character. I am so happy to speak with you.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to, you know, I have to just get this in there. I know she was, are you asking about who the donor is? I think it's Nicholas Cassadine. That's just my thought. But anyway, I also have been watching the show for over 30 years. I started watching in the eighth grade. And it's my thing, lock myself in my room, 9 o'clock. I have 4 children, so I'm like, just get out. Mommy's watching her show, you know? But I have to tell you, I just love Epiphany. I think she's a badass. Can I say that? Sorry, but I think she's just amazing. I enjoy watching her immensely. And I just wanted to also ask you, I know you have a lot of other projects in the works. And my kids, of course, are big Disney, you know, channel fans. And I know we've seen you on Good Luck Charlie. Are there any other Disney shows that you'll be doing or any recurring roles?
Nothing recently that I've done. There's a lot of there's a Good Luck Charlie floating out there. There's a what's the other one? See, this is what happens when you're resume. I can't remember. There's one other show that I've done recently, but you know, it's in reruns. So nothing recently.
Okay,
well,
I know.
Well, sorry to interrupt you guys, but people are asking about Mike and Molly. Will you be back on Mike and Molly?
Man,
people,
not that I know. Man,
okay,
I love
well, people really like you on there, so.
She's just likable everywhere.
I know she is likable everywhere, of course.
I just adore her. I just adore. She keeps everybody in line in Port Charles. And I think Sonny is afraid of you.
Thank you.
But anyway, Sonia, it was my pleasure. I have to tell you, you know, I've spoken to Marcus Samuel Felix. I've spoken to Tristan Rogers. And I, honest to God, was thinking last night, I was hoping they would get you on one of these talk shows so I could call in and have the opportunity to tell you how much I love you and appreciate what you do every day on that show.
Oh, girl, thank you. I really
you're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Oh,
and you're
yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
fun to talk to on Twitter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. and believe me, I appreciate, you know, I was just saying today that it's so nice that the, you know, pretty much the whole cast, they really do take the time to really, you know, acknowledge the fans, whether it's on Twitter or in interviews. And, you know, it's great because daytime fans, they I mean, I don't have to say this. I'm sure everybody knows it, are the most loyal fans I think around.
Oh, my
you know?
Goodness. You guys are ridiculously loyal.
Mm-hmm. It's like, don't mess with daytime.
Do not mess with the daytime. Do not talk about anybody's actors.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about anybody's. Ooh, y'all are dangerous. But we know that comes with love, and it's just the fierceness of it is just amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, I know my other cast members, my fellow cast members, they really appreciate you guys as well. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without you guys. So.
We appreciate that, and it's so nice that, you know, I mean, it's great to get a tweet from, you know, one of your faves, you know, it really, it's even better to talk to them. But, okay, I don't want to take up all the time, I just, you know, it was a pleasure, such a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, well, thank you, and likewise, my sweet.
All right, I will see you on Twitter.
Okay, baby, you have a good
thanks
weekend,
for
okay?
Calling. You too, Sonia. Bye. Bye, Carly.
Bye. See, you have a lot of fans, Sonia. You do. It's amazing. I think it's amazing.
Yeah,
205, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air with Sonia and I.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Anthony, hey. This is Mr. Fantastic Cash.
Oh, my God. You said you were going to call. Look at you.
What is up, girl? What's up?
What's up?
I cannot believe I'm talking to you. This is so
oh.
cool. Hey, I got a lot of questions.
You are truly one of the funniest people I have ever tweeted with. Thank you.
I love my epiphany. I cannot. You and Felix and Sabrina crack me up. I mean, y'all make the show like real life. Like you kind of like hanging out and it's like I was telling my mom the other day. I've been I guess second grade.
Uh huh.
And I was telling my mom that I said, Epiphany's like a high school friend. You know, it's like that friend, do you know that she's got your back? You know, she'll stick up for you, and it's really cool. And I'm telling my little boy, I said, Your daddy started watching this when he was like 7. And he was like, oh, daddy, that's a long time because you're 41.
And he said, that's dang all right. Don't you forget it.
I was wondering how is it, do you add, is any of it ad lib, or is a lot of it ad lib, or?
You know, I think it's an even mix. You know, they really, Ron and Frank are really, really nice about letting us speak in the way that we feel that the character is going to, you know, that the character's voice is, what am I trying to say? The way that the character would sound, you know what I'm saying? So it's on the page, but you know we couldn't come up with an ad lib if it wasn't already, the essence of it wasn't already on the page.
Right.
So,
well, it's,
you know, it's a nice combination of the two. Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds a little bit it sounds true like true life. You know,
mm-hmm.
you say it. You and a lot of the other ones say it like we would say it, you know, just kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of normal. And that's what makes General Hospital so good, is because it's really, you know, you may have some outlandish storyline, but then the way you say it makes everybody believe it, whether it's an alien or a vampire or some kind of ghost, you know, you just kind of make it true life. That's
well,
what brings me
special. Yeah. We have to. That's part of the thing. You go in and you have to believe that this is happening in the world that you're inhabiting, you know. And again, I'm have to throw it back to Ron and Frank. They make it easy. You know,
I
they
bet
real-
somebody said that that they're Ron and Frank are like right there with you, kind of telling you what to do and kind of giving you a little bit of guidance. Like, I know that's helpful, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is.
I had a, I got so many questions here. I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I know it was funny dancing with Richard Simmons. I mean, I bet that was
too. Oh, my God. Richard Simmons is a trip.
When he was dancing up around you, I was just laughing my butt off. It was so funny.
Well, we had a lot of fun. He is a ball of energy. It's like a friendly cyclone hit the set. It was amazing.
Well, I know that Lucy. I bet Lucy's a hoot because she's just so she never drops anything. She's constantly just right on. You know, you never see her. Lucy.
That woman right there, I admire the hell out of her. She is beyond and above. She just brings it every single time. I felt like I was in a master class watching her do what she does. It was just amazing watching. It's always great to watch one of the old school folks do their thing because they're masters at what they do. And, you find, at least I won't speak for anybody else, I can say for myself, sometimes I get so caught up in what they're doing that I forget I'm supposed to say something back.
Exactly. I know I would be starched, like if I was in a scene with Laura and Luke or Frisco and Felicia or Anna and Duke, I would just be like, the other day we were laughing. I think it was Lisa LeCicero that plays Olivia. When Bobby walked into the room, we all noticed that, like, Olivia just kind of, like, had her mouth open, and we were laughing. We were like, she looked starstruck, and she tweeted us back, and she's like, I was starstruck. It was Bobby.
Yes, I mean, come
so
on,
funny.
Man.
We laughed about that on Twitter. It was so funny because I'm sure it's kind of, you know, because we all grew up with them. We all grew up watching them. It's really cool. But I'm sure when you guys are there, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm acting with Luke and Laura, you know. I know that's got to be really cool. But
I know that Jeannie Francis thought I had some kind of problem because I just sat in the dressing room, I mean, in the makeup room and stared at her. I was like, oh, my God. Hello. And I just sat there staring at her. I'm like, I'm thinking that is Laura. I'm standing here talking to Laura. Oh, my God.
I know. that's the cool thing. And I ended up watching clips. The other day I was watching old clips. I was watching the Cassadines when they were on the Cassadine Island. And that's my first memory. Like, I was like fourth, fifth grade, and I remember Luke and Laura being in the going down in the tunnel, and it was all futuristic looking, and how cool it was. And I just wondered if are any of those sets still on your, I guess you don't call it campus, but on your in your lot or whatever? Are they still there?
No, what happens is they build the sets according to storylines, so they only exist as long as they're on the storyline. We don't have that much space.
Right.
So, that'll break them down and put them up. And, I got to give it to the set director and the set designer because they're working their tails off.
Well, I tweeted Ron and Frank both, and I said, I'll be the missing cue because I always wanted to live in the mansion. I don't guess they saw it, but I had to say it. I've always wanted to live in the Quartermain Mansion. But my one of my hometown friends lives in California now, and he lives about, I guess, a couple of blocks from the set of General Hospital. And he's friends with Thibodeau, Xavier. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. He directs a couple of y'all's episodes. Anyway, my friend is friends with him, so that's kind of cool.
Yep. So then now you have yourself an entree for when you want to come out here to California. You can get him to talk to Fido.
Yeah. Well, I told him, I said, I'm going to have to plan a trip, and I want to be able to go on the set, because that was always my dream, was to come out there and just kind of see what everything was about and everything. But anyway, one more question, and then I'll shut up.
But you're great.
Have you worked with Helena, or have I missed it? Or, like,
I'm sorry?
Did you get to work with Helena?
Oh, my goodness. I have worked with her. Constance is entirely different than the character. She is such a sweet, friendly woman. She loves to laugh. And when it's a trip to watch her switch from Constance to Helena.
I love the
scary bitch, and it's like, wow.
I love watching her, but I love watching Elizabeth Taylor play the part. I watched some of the reruns, and I remember her being the Helena, but Constance is just so, she's so evil, but she's so funny when she's evil. It's just, her and Luke just bounce off of each other. They're hilarious.
Tony is the chameleon. Tony can do anything. And so, throw him anywhere, and he's going to rise to the top. And he will.
I bet it's great with him. Like, that's where I was wondering about the ad lib, because they say he's good at ad lib.
I think he's
good at that too. So she'd be excellent with Tony.
Well, when I work with Tony, I never, I just kind of say, well, I know what the lines are supposed to be. Let's see what happens.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad I got to talk to you, and I hope that they'll explore your do more family background, maybe some more a little bit with your character, and kind of give us a little more epiphany. So that's what I'm hoping for. So I'll keep tweeting.
Well, please do. They listen. Ron and Frank listen. So please do.
I thought they did. And your voice is amazing. I was like, whoa, geez, I can't wait to see the next. I know there's another part. I'm not going to spoil it, but I saw some of the pictures and I was like, there's got to be another part. I know she's going to belt it out again. So. Well, thanks for listening, and you are so sweet, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter some. So.
All right now, Mr. Fantastic.
Y'all have a nice day, okay?
Okay, you have a good weekend, all right?
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, did you have time for a couple more calls?
Yeah, I could take a couple more.
Well, I know it's Friday night, and you probably have a lot to do, and you're probably going, to party the weekend, or I don't know, but I just thought I would say that. I've always wanted to say that to someone, and, well, it's the weekend, and you're free. I am bringing on Samantha DeLade.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you.
Likewise.
I don't think you're going to know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Okay.
Is it a coincidence that Toussaint and Felix have the same last name?
You know what? I have no idea.
Because I was thinking that would be a great opening to bring Billy Dee back.
I mean, girl, I have no idea. You know the thing with this new regime? They keep things so locked tight. We don't know anything until we're rehearsing it. You know, until we get the script, we don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a pain of death if you open your mouth. So.
Yeah, I would hate to get you into trouble, even if you did know.
Oh, there you go.
It's just been bothering me because I didn't even think that we knew Felix's last name for a while. And then when you first said it, I think you were calling him Felix Dubois. And,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute, I know that last name. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job. And we're really, so all of us fans are just so happy that they brought the Nurses Ball back. And we're just so happy you guys have all put your 100% into it.
Oh, well, thank you. We are really, the level of excitement was through the roof because we just couldn't wait for you guys to see it. And so now that it's playing, we're just, and you guys are happy. We are happy. That it's, you just don't understand it, how pleased we are.
No, we can see the smiles on everyone's faces.
Well, thank God.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Okay, well, you have a good evening. I'm going to let Carly take some more callers.
All right.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye, Sam. Let's see. Two or five, you all on the air. Hello?
Hello?
You on the air with Sonia?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I think I've already.
Hi.
This is.
You Bobby Bellon. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. 443. You on the air with Sonia and Carly?
Hey, it's Candace.
I know.
Hi,
Candace. Hello. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
No problem. And congratulations on being a part of General Hospital's 50th anniversary.
Woohoo!
I just wanted to know what has been, this might have already been asked, but what has been the best part of all of this, the, you know, being a part of the SOAP community?
You know, I'm going to sound so trite when I say this, but I mean it from my heart. The best part is talking to you guys and seeing what you guys have for the show, for the shows, because, I mean, GH is not the only soap out there, but there's nothing like a soap opera fan, nothing. You are fierce and loyal and wonderful and loving and just to have all of that wonderful enthusiasm aimed in your direction is just amazing, and it is humbling. It makes us want to be our best.
Aww. Now I'm going to cry.
I'm just telling the truth.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
you guys,
I'm going to
make it worth it.
Yeah. It's just, like, I really, like, just love the way that you portray the character. It's real down to earth. Everybody can relate to her. You know, it's, you just bring it. You know, even on a night shift, you know, with Billy Dee, which my step-grandmother wanted me to tell you that she's jealous of you because you got to work with Billy Williams.
She should be. She should be. Ha ha!
I was just telling enough to hear that one, that part. I'm like, yeah, show your set, ha-ha, as it should be, yeah.
Me and neither. It's me, not you. Ha-ha! If I could have seen that camera every single time that I got to kiss Billy Dee Williams and grinned, I would have. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you were. You definitely would. Like, she was just like, I can't believe it. And I was like, because that was her man. That was her man, apparently, before my grandfather. But she was just like, I was just like, you know, hey, you know, you got to play the game. I'm like, Miss Sonya got her first. Like, let's,
honey,
you know. So,
Lord have mercy. Billy D, Billy D, Billy D.
Okay, we're having a hot moment over here.
Yes, girl, because, I mean, you know, it's just amazing that a man can still hold on to that level of sexy. It was ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him.
It's just wow. Okay.
Well, I'm going to let you go because I know there's other people that want to talk to you, but I just wanted to say hello. And
all right.
You're awesome.
Alrighty. Oh, thank you, darling. So you call in and you scramble my brains with a Billy D question. Look at you. That's wrong.
Yeah,
Ken,
my little sidekick, do you have anything else? Because I don't want you to, like, call me, like, a couple of days from now and go, oh, man, why did I ask her that? Because I know you. I know you could do that.
No,
I know you.
I pretty much asked him, you know, like I said, my step-grandmother is jealous of her. I mean.
Heck, I am jealous of her. Heck, I am jealous of her. I mean,
I'm jealous too.
Heck, everyone that she got to be in scene with. I mean, come on. Okay. All right, Ken, I will put you on mute. Yes, you are very funny. 3, 2, 1, you're on the air with Sonya and I.
Thank you very much. Hi, Sonya. How are you?
Absolutely.
This is Denise McMahon.
Okay.
I came out.
Doing?
I'm great. I came out and I met you at the studio a couple summers ago. And I'll tell you what, there were three things that were my highlight that day. I already knew Bradford.
Uh-huh.
We go way back. And he was doing my tour. But meeting you, being thrown into Kristen Storm's dressing room by Kirsten because the what was that, Dirty Soap crew was following her around and driving her crazy. So I had to hide her out. But that big hug I got from you, and it was probably my highlight. Now, what I want to know is, how did you feel having Max come on from Dancing with the Stars to dance with Kelly Monaco? Our wonderful Sam Morgan.
Was he
a nice guy on the set?
He is. Max is funny. Max is nice. Max is sexy as all hell.
I know, and he would drive all the girls crazy.
Woo! All he got to do is turn around and look at you and flash those dang-gone dimples, and it's like, seriously? Come on.
I'm going to dance with him. No, I'm going to dance with him.
Ooh, I couldn't even say that. I just sat there staring at him. It was like, wow, really?
I expected it to be Val. I was pleasantly also surprised, though, when I saw it was going to be Max.
Yeah, I mean, either one. But Max, I think, for me, Max has got a hand up. He's
a big brother. He's got more experience, like we do. Well, girl, I'm not going to keep you long. I just wanted to say hello to you. I hadn't talked with you in a little while. And you sound wonderful tonight, and it's been an absolute pleasure listening to you.
I'll be catching
up with you on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, Beth.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and 321, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you press 1 on the Swiss boat. I will bring you on quicker.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. That's my girl.
Yeah.
We go way back.
Oh, that's so cute.
All right, love you, Sonia.
Love you right back, sweet. Mm-hmm. You have a good one.
All
okay?
right. Bye now.
Bye. Do you have time for one more call?
I've got time. Yes, I do.
Private call, you on the air with Sonia and I.
Hang on a second.
Wow, okay.
Hey, Carly, this is Alva.
Am I still on?
Yeah.
You're on.
Oh, Carly, it's Denise. You didn't hang up on me. I'm telling my husband to hang on a second. I'm listening to the last call.
Of course. Well, you never sort of blocked, and I'm my goal tonight was getting to everyone if it killed me and Sonia both.
Well, I got a bonus. I got to tell y'all to be quiet.
And we did. Yeah, authority of the voice. It's like, whoa, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, she should be.
He's a good man. He understands the whole soap thing. Okay.
Hey, Carly, this is Alva.
Okay. Oh, hi, Alva.
Hi, I have a question for, ask Sonia something. Hi, Sonia, my name is Alva.
Hello, Alva.
On the Nurses Ball, when you guys did your little first act fair coming out, mm-hmm. have you ever done theater?
Oh, I grew up in theater. Well, I didn't grow up in theater. Let me not lie like that. Let me get the story straight. I started doing theater when I was in college. And,
oh, okay.
The theater that I excelled at was Shakespearean theater and musical theater.
Oh.
And so, you know, musical theater has always been my first love. So
you sound really good when you did your little singing part there.
Well, thank you. So I didn't embarrass myself.
No, you didn't.
Ooh, thank God.
And I'm so glad that you are in the show more today, because when you wasn't, we would always say, why isn't Tiffany on? We
mm-hmm.
need Tiffany. So I am so glad that they are putting you in more scenes now.
Well, I thoroughly appreciate that they are working me more, and I appreciate the fact that y'all are enjoying seeing Epiphany more. That's really, that gives me a lot of satisfaction.
Yeah, we have to have our charge nurse there.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else you want to know, Miss Alva?
Let's see. I did hear you talk about you want a little romance there in your life.
Well, yeah. Come on.
That would be nice. That would be nice. It would be. I agree. You do need
some.
Don't
you think that would take the edge off of her just a little bit? You know?
Yes. Yes. Because you know what? They think you're mean. They think that, you know, you're stern all the time, and I'm like, no, I've seen the sweet side of Epiphany. I've seen the sweet side with Patrick and
mm-hmm.
Liz, and so I know it's there, and it would be nice to see it, you know, in a romantic side also.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. There's another side to Epiphany. It doesn't come out often, but it's there.
Yeah.
So that'd be something to see. I mean, we got to see a little bit of it on Night Shift.
Oh yeah, that was nice. I watched Night Shift too.
Well, thank God. Okay, yay. So yeah, I'm not arguing with that.
There's anything else, Alba? Because you know. I want to help you about anything else you can think of. Oh.
So you are going to be more in the doing the Nurses Ball. Are you going to be acting more in the ball itself? like performing more in the ball?
Sonya? Oh, my God.
Did
okay. I didn't drop a ball. Okay, I'm going to kill Blog Talk. Calm me down, Ava. Calm me down. I don't
know what happened.
I didn't do anything. Okay, 213.
Right here.
Oh,
right here she goes.
Sonya?
Can you hear me?
There she is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Like, where'd y'all go?
I saw
you disappear on the office display. I'm like, what is going on? And, you know.
I don't know what happened, but suddenly I was talking to myself, which happens a lot. But, you know, usually I have a dog or two, that, so I don't think I'm crazy. So, what was the question?
I was asking, are you going to perform more in the nurse's ball?
Hey, Alba.
I don't know.
Alba, won't tell me. Maybe she will tell you.
I don't know. You'll have to keep watching.
Oh, okay.
That's what I can give you. Hello?
Yeah, that's good.
Hello?
Enough.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can't tell, I understand.
Yeah, don't do that to me. I don't know. All right.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Okay, so, Alba, is there anything more you want to ask, Sonya?
Alba?
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to ask,
Sonya? Oh, no, I'm through, thank you.
You're welcome, Alba. Alba, I will put you on mute.
Okay.
Sonya, we have one more caller that just came on the switchboard for you. Do you want to take it really quick?
Yeah, because I got dropped, so I can do that.
Okay. 815, you're on the air.
Hi, Sonya. How are you? This is Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly.
I just had one question for you. I wanted to ask you how you feel about this new regime versus the last regime. Do you feel that you guys have a little bit more freedom? Do you feel like the show's going in a different direction? Do you feel like you're getting better feedback from the fans?
What I like about this regime is that they love the genre. Ron and Frank are not playing when it comes to soap operas. They know their shit. And they have a gigantic respect for the field, for the show and what it takes to make a great show. They are really good at listening to fans. They are really good at giving feedback, and that I think that makes the show better. I think that GH is heading back into its glory days, you know, the days that we remember.
I would totally agree.
Yeah, those of us who have been watching a long time, we remember what GH used to be, and I think that they are taking it back there, and I am so grateful.
Has it been, now that you guys got renewed and you've hit your golden anniversary, do you feel like there's a little bit of relief on the set with everything that happened over the past 2 years with the other cancellations? Do you think that, like, you guys are more comfortable and not looking around the corner?
You can never take anything for granted because, you know, Hollywood is Hollywood. But we are confident that we're putting out a good show every day. And we are confident that, you know, the product is something that the fans want to see. And when you have those two things going on, you can't help but have success. So, you know, as far as that is concerned, you know, we are not tense about, you know, having some crazy stuff going on. You know what I mean? So that
good,
is a good thing. So I mean, you guys can see it. You can see the difference.
I think so. I started watching again when the cancellations for the other two shows were announced for All My Children, One Life to Live, just in support of the genre itself. And it was really painful. Really painful. And then I feel like when Frank and Ron came in, it was just such a 180, like, and such an effort to get back to what GH was about when I loved it back in the 90s and the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, I have to give it to them. They jumped on this, you know, bucking bronco and brought that sucker to heel. I mean, it's amazing. I have to say, it's been amazing, something amazing to watch. These two men come up in here, and they aren't playing around. They meant to, you know, to pull us back onto solid ground, and they did it. And I'm so grateful, and I have to say, I'm a little bit in awe of them.
Wow, well, we are so grateful that you guys are happy, and it, honestly, in my opinion, it shows tremendously in the show just from when I started watching about a year or whatever, a year and a half or so ago. The turnaround has just been unreal, and seeing, I'm in awe. I'm absolutely in awe. I literally can't wait until the next day's episode. I can't wait until, like, I'm sitting on pins and needles.
Well,
like, I have that can't wait till Monday feeling, and who wants Mondays? I want Monday because I want to see what's going to happen on General Hospital.
You know, Cole, yeah, I agree. I, you know, as much as I love the weekend and as much as I need sleep, I want Monday to happen. I want Monday here and now. That's how much I, you know, I love the weekend, don't get me wrong, but I want to see what's going to happen. You're right, Carl. You're totally right.
I found, like, this week I found myself, I know that we were a day off because of the whole Pope thing and whatnot, but I found myself saying on Monday when the show ended, not for anything, I am so glad that there was a day off, because if this was a Friday cliffhanger, I would have jumped out of my skin. Wait until Monday to see the next episode.
Yep.
And that's when you know somebody's doing a good job.
That's how I feel.
You know, please let them know. Let the network know.
Oh, I do.
You know, because I know that they are knocking themselves out to make sure that they're bringing something to all of you that you're going to enjoy. You know what I mean? And
well, you can tell them from Club 425 on Twitter. I tweet them all the time that they are absolutely unreal. And what they've done in the last 18 months is just phenomenal.
Yes, it is. All hands down. Yes, it is.
Okay, well, let me let you get back to your weekend. Thanks so much for taking my call. Thank you, Carly.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, well, we took all the calls. We should be very, very, very proud of ourselves. but, yeah, like the caller was saying, I want Mondays. So, yeah, I want Monday here because, you know, it's been incredible. It's been this incredible ride. And you need to tell everyone back at the studio that everyone is such in a happy General Hospital mood that, you know, it almost erases, you know, the bad year or the bad, you know, whatever before Juan and Frank took over. It feels like a new soul. It feels like someone is giving us back what we wanted for such a long time and giving you, you know, us epiphany back of our mode, which we love. And if you need us to, like, stalk, well, maybe not stalk, but
please don't stalk anybody.
But if you need us to kind of, you know, on a daily reminder for Ron and Frank to say more epiphany, you know, we are more than happy to do that because, you know, I think, you know, it will, you know, it's a nice thing to see you guys on there.
Well, I will leave that up to y'all. If you want to see more of Pesky, then you are more than welcome for me to let them know. I am ready to come and be here for you. Because I thoroughly enjoy the character, and I enjoy, you know, going to work over at GH every chance I get. So,
Perfect. I hope you come back again, because, you know, if you come back again, I probably have 45 new of the really crazy questions I asked you, because
okay.
yes, because I didn't ask you my other 35 really crazy crazy questions that I don't think no one has ever asked you before. But since this was your first time on here, I did not want to scare you.
Okay,
so
well,
I just yeah, I just thought I would leave that up to next time.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. All right, have a great weekend, and just, yeah, let everyone know that you're doing a bang a job on DH, and let yourself know that, you know, you deserve a raise.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Carly. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time out to let me be on the show.
Oh,
and
no problem.
I'm glad that we finally got an opportunity, because I know it took a
little
while.
But, yeah.
Thank you.
Yay, yeah. Okay, well, have a great weekend, and yeah, have a great weekend, and just hang out. Yep.
Okay.
Bye, Sonia.
All right, have a fantabulous weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Big hug. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Candace, you're on air.
Okay.
Leyvon is on air.
Hello. Hey.
I can breathe now, you two.
Take a deep breath. You did a good job.
Thanks.
Yep.
Candace, when I saw your number, come on, Ben, I know you didn't press one yet. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care if she gets mad at me. I need a, you know, yeah.
Well, I was just walking in the house. That's why I pressed two, because I just came from the movie theater.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
815, you're on the air if you want to join us for a little crazy discussion.
Oh, sure. I'm still here.
Okay. And
so
what
did everybody think today of Max and Kelly?
Oh, hi. Where I'm still, I want to go watch it again. I mean, today's episode was one of those days where, yeah, you know, you could see this episode 35 times. It was so good.
Yes, I haven't deleted it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's still on my DVR. But I still have Monday and Tuesday's episodes, too. I accidentally deleted Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, so wait, you have a DVR, so with my TV,
yeah,
I can't...
Yeah, I have toddlers, so I can't watch the show. With,
oh, no.
I don't want to watch it with them around because they ruin it.
Well, if you're a book nerd, then you can watch it again at night.
Yeah, usually my husband's home at night, and we're watching our nighttime shows. So I do DVR, and
yeah.
I try to watch it when they're napping. A lot, most of the time, I don't get it till the next day. But today, I sent them into the playroom to play, and I watched it. And they came out because they heard me singing along with Jack Wagner to All I Need while I had goosebumps there. Mommy, why are you crying? I'm like, because I'm so happy.
I was in tears, too. When he saw us singing that, I lost it. I mean, but I don't know, for some reason, the opening number had me in tears. I don't know why. It may be because I never thought we would get the Nurses Ball back. And I thought, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I was just crying.
I felt the same way. I had goosebumps, and I was a little teary. And I was like, it's only the opening number. I need to calm down and relax.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm
going to
be the only one.
So what was everyone's favorite part of today's episode, if they have one?
Patrick
and Sabrina Kiss is kind of number one for me.
Sabrina and Patrick kissing was totally the best because I love them together.
Oh,
I loved. Oh, I'm sorry. You said you didn't see it. Well, she asked me what.
It's okay. It's okay.
I was actually, I'm not going to lie, I went into one of my soap groups and I was a little bit bitter because somebody posted that Jack Wagner sang All I Need, so I knew before I watched. So, which I guess was probably better for my own personal benefit, so I was somewhat prepared, but at the same time, I was a little bummed. But, and Kelly and Max, I just love them. I just loved their dancing. I just love, I love him. I love her. I just, that was also a huge top for me. And just, and Liz and Felix is reminded of Sabrina when she said that Patrick kissed her. Like, that just little was adorable, too.
Yeah, well, I personally love the little catfight between Brenda and Carly. And Carly, I love you. You rocked. You know, your sister played at Brenda's head. You know, loved it. Loved it. Brenda deserved it. You know, totally loved it today. Totally loved it.
I still have to say I know Jax was upset, but I'm still a little disappointed that he didn't show up at the ball.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. Maybe they will die in because of him and dancing with the Stos.
Possibly.
Well, because he, like, you know, he's been doing, he dancing with the Stos and in a hospital. Maybe he could have fit the taping schedule around dancing with the Stos. That's what I was thinking. Maybe that's why he wasn't really there.
I didn't think about that, but that's possible. I did not think about that.
I think about
all
sorts of...
Well, that's why I forgive him.
I think about all sorts of crazy scenarios. So just, if you need a crazy scenario, just ask me because, you know, but no, I thought about that. I'm like, you know, I'm not the biggest Zach fan. I'm all Team Sunny all the way. So, you know, if I didn't see Sunny there, I would have been disappointed, but, you know, I just feel like Monday is going to be incredible. Monday's going to be great. Who in the heck showed up as Lucy Doe? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, who's totally who's behind that door? If you know, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I don't know. That's why I want to know, and I also want to know the benefactor of the ball, even though my little co-host thinks he always knows, and so she has to tell me later.
Oh, I know
yeah.
who is it.
Who?
I'm not going to tell you.
I have
yes,
a,
you
I have
will
a
tell
suspicion.
Me later. You will
I
tell me. You will tell me. Oh, I will have. I will have someone be the enforcer on you.
You should
yes.
know who it is.
Well,
I
mean, I have
my suspicion. I know who I
who
think
do you,
it
who
is.
Do you think it, who do you think it is?
I think it's Sunny.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's Sunny because, and I think he did it because of Robin and because of Stone, and I think that's, I think it's Sunny.
And
it would
think
be just
Sunny.
Like Sunny,
I think it's,
not.
I think it's Nicholas.
Oh, right. But was Nicholas, I don't remember. Were Nicholas and Robin that close?
They were friends. And they were almost at the dating stage.
That's true. He would totally be someone that would have the money.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, who else? I was thinking about Jax. Jax had the money, too.
Oh, and Jax wasn't there. Ooh, that's possible, too, because
mm-hmm.
that way he wouldn't have been able to stand up.
Exactly. I mean, it's...
And Jax, being at the time, he was engaged to Brenda, and him and Brenda were getting married, and with Brenda and Robin being so close, that's a good possibility, too.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think of him. Well, because I figured I thought that was Sunny, but like the rest of Port Charles, I mean, most of them are still pretty tapped out from the $88 million they had to get for the crazy water thing.
Yeah, Yeah, but Sunny is probably not tapped out, and another one who's probably not tapped out either, you know, who might have done it is just because, just for the heck of, I mean, I'm just counting out people. Alexis has money, too, from her Cassidine money, and also, you know, her fire support from Sunny and Lucy's gain. You know, I was just thinking those, you know. But you're right. There are so many people who are tapped out because of the whole thing that happened.
Matt Nicholas.
Yeah, no, because he wasn't there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Oh, and I have an announcement that in 10 minutes, Ladies on Radio is having a show, and who guests will be Dr. Britt.
Yep, Kelly Tebald. I'm going to really try to figure out how to pronounce that correctly. I think it's Tebald. We'll find out.
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah, we've never had back-to-back people on for us, so it's like, it's one of those crazy nights, and, but, you know, Rick Springfield, I think, I mean, from the previews, and I hope the previews are, great, but Rick Springfield is singing on Monday, and I cannot wait. That's what it looked like, so I cannot wait.
Rick Springfield's Jessie's Girl is the first record album I ever bought when I was a kid.
Wow.
Record. Like, record.
I know, that's why it's a wow.
Yeah,
okay. The whole record.
In fact, I had that one. I had his Human Nature album on vinyl, and I think I had another one. I'm vinyl. I'm old. So I have these things.
Yeah, I love Jessie's Girl, and I'm sure that's going to be in my head, and All I Need has been in my head for hours, which is okay by me, but, it's been a great day. Do you watch any other soaps, or do you watch any other soaps besides General Hospital, or do you just...
No,
just
watch GH. I will be watching AMC and One Life to Live when they come back on April 29th. There's no question about that. But... No, I just watched GH. I tried to get into some of the other ones, but it's just, I would have to invest entirely too much time trying to figure out and catch up. I try and turn them on if I am home or whatever, just so that they're on the TV. So if they are getting hits from the TV or from the cable boxes or whatever, so that they get the hit, but I don't really watch them.
What did you think about, Monday and Tuesday's opening for General Hospital?
Goosebumps.
Yes, that's why I do too.
The whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards. Did you think it was... I know that a lot of people had mixed feelings about it. Personally, I think they should have did Autumn Breeze with the ambulance going past the hospital. That should have been just retro, classic, you know, like one, like Monday could have been that opening, and Tuesday it could have been the heart, you know. Afterwards, I was like, no. I totally loved it.
I love whenever you can take, especially something like this iconic and 50 years, and you can put it all together like that, and you can bring it, all the pieces, and even if it's not totally retro or totally current, that's what I felt like. I felt like it was just so awesome that they went back and they literally just took clips and bits of each and every time they changed the opening. Because from, I mean, at least in my opinion, it would seem that General Hospital, all my children, was pretty much always the same with the book for a really,
yeah,
really long time.
Right, yeah.
But General Hospital is one of the other ones that didn't have, like, One Life to Live has a gajillion openings. And even
right,
All My
yep.
Children. But I feel like General Hospital really stayed true there. So I felt like it was just enough with them kind of mashing it all together and the progression of the music. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
the way it's just swelled and it changed. I thought it was excellent.
I cried when I saw the ambulance. I will be honest. I remember when I was little, when I heard that. When I heard the little ambulance, I knew it was time for my mom to watch it, and if I snuck in the room, I could watch it. So, like, I knew when I heard that music, it was on.
Right.
Well, I thought it was interesting that they had Faces of Heart, because for the 35th anniversary, that's when they had debuted Faces of the Heart. And the 40th
yep.
anniversary was the one that we saw Patrick and Elizabeth then. It just was like, you know, I knew what it was going to be because they compared it to another soap, how their finale was, like with their opening credits. But with General Hospital, I just thought, I was like, okay, please, between Autumn Breeze and Faces of the Heart, please, one of them come back for just those 2 days or, you know, just something that, you know, was smoothing and comforting. But with that mix up, I mean, I see where your point, it was just, I don't know, it's just the way it just went. I don't know. It was like, okay, maybe they should have left that part out and this part out and just leave this one part through and through. So they're going to update it again pretty soon.
You know, 50 years, wow. You know, a lot of us were leaning on, I mean, Bowen 50 years ago. So to say the AIDS had been on for 50 years is incredible to say that this soap has lasted this long. And it's getting better and better.
Yeah, I think more importantly, not even so much that it's made it 50 years, the fact that it's where it is right now is what's even more important, because it's the best that it's been. Because I stopped watching for quite some time. I wasn't really into the mob storylines. I felt like the show got too dark. I wasn't enjoying it. And I just stopped watching for a while.
Oh,
and then
geez.
I came back, and it was still rough, but I muddled through. And then since Frank and Ron took over, it's just, I feel like I'm watching my show that I missed worth when I used to watch with Karen and Jagger and back in those days.
I mean, I've always watched the good, bad, and ugly. And for me, the mob storyline I fell in love with, I never thought it was too dark. I just, you know, fell in love with it. A couple of years ago, did I ever think it would get this gray again? No, I didn't. But it is. I mean, it's here, you know? You know, the bad people left the building, and, you know, we are getting finally what the fans needed. Okay, we have 90 seconds to go, and I have to get over to Laser Radio. There's a couple
well, thank
things.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I just want to announce, not this week, but next week, not next Friday, but the Friday after, I will be having Bobby Jackie Zeman on the 19th. So if you want to call back in and talk to Jackie Zeman on the 19th, you're more than welcome. See, we'll be taking fan calls.
Oh, great.
Yep. So have a good weekend, everyone.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye,
everyone. Bye, Candace. Candace?